I have heard it said over that Rav Huttner Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, would always, when he met Rav Aaron Kotler Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, he would engage him in a discussion of Torah, and he would steer the conversation in such a way that he would hear Rav Aaron saying that one needs to learn Torah l'shma, the way he wanted to hear how Rav Aaron Kotler enunciated the word l'shma. That's Rav Aaron had a certain way of saying it. So what the topic of this shiur is, exactly what does it mean, the word l'shma? And in connection with this, there's a story of a prominent Rav. I heard the story directly from the Rav himself a number of years ago. It's a story with him and the previous Slonim Rebbe, who wrote the Sefer Nesivo Sholem. I had the schus to be in Slonim a few years ago, and I was able to see the Rebbe. At that time, he was a Zokain, and he wrote this classic Sefer that is very well used throughout the world, Nesivo Sholem. And he was resting up in a home in Telstone, which is close to Yerushalayim. And this Rav was spending the week with the Slonim Rebbe. And he had a beautiful week with the Rebbe, and he learned from him and talked to him and gained Torah Hashkafa from him. And at the end of the week, the Rebbe asked this Rav, "Do you have my Sefer?" And the Rav said, "No, I don't." So the Rebbe said to the Gabbai, "Please bring him the Sefer. I'd like to give it to him as a present." So the Gabbai brought the Sefer, and as soon as the Gabbai brought the Sefer, the Rav took out his pen, and he asked the Rebbe if he could inscribe it. That's a very famous custom of people. When you get a book from an author, immediately you take out your pen, you should inscribe it. And the Rav said that at that moment when he did that, as friendly and as he treated him, Pashut, he said the whole week like a father to a son, beautifully, was makabel him and warmly. But that moment when he took out the pen, the Rebbe switched and he gave him a one-word serious rebuke of what he had done. And just as warm as he was a whole week, now in that moment, he was just the opposite. And he proclaimed, Chetzoinius! What did the Rav do wrong, and what is Chetzoinius? What do we mean with the term Chetzoinius? These questions I hope to answer in the shiur, and as we will soon see, it's connected to Pirkei Avos, which we began learning last week between Pesach and Shavuos, and the Ashkenazim have the minhag that we go till Rosh Hashanah. And we started last week Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos, and as we'll soon see in Mishnah Gimel, it discusses about a person doing mitzvahs lishma. So first of all, what is the definition of lishma? It would seem the definition is simply asher kirishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, that a person does either learning of Torah or doing mitzvahs, gemilas chasadim. They have one reason that they're doing the mitzvah, and that is lishma, which means you, Hashem, sanctified us with your mitzvahs, and you commanded us. We are doing the mitzvah for one reason and one reason only, and that is because you, Hashem, commanded us. We are not doing it for any monetary gains. We're not doing it to get our picture in the papers, for honor. We're not doing it for ego fulfillment. And the Michtav Melio, who he has four chalakim in his sefer put out by his Talmud, Rabbi Carmel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in every volume, he speaks at great length about the mitzvah of the inyan of doing things lishma, and he says that the ultimate of lishma, doing things, in English we use the word altruistically, means that a person has to do things hatznei alechas, which means you have to do things in a very modest way. that other people shouldn't even know about it. But he goes a step further. And he says not only should other people not know about it, he brings a story in the Gemara where the person himself doesn't even know about it. In other words, he says, if you feel that, you know, today I did a great thing for the Almighty, I did a great thing for Hashem, that itself already, that entails gaiva, ego fulfillment. It's, you're not doing it asher kirishanu b'mitzvayisav tzivanu. You, of course, this is a very high level, and as we'll soon see, a person can't jump up to this level in one shot, but a person has to constantly strive his entire life to get to that level. The Michta Melio says, I'm going to quote his Lashon, Ulam tzorech ladas, a person has to know, Shema odom lo yishtadel, lechaven es maisav liskarav el halishma, if a person will not put the effort in to make sure that his actions come closer and closer to doing it lishma, me'atzmoy le'yavoy. It's not going to happen by itself. And then he goes on to say, efshir lo'odom laharbois b'mitzvahs u'maisim toivim kol yimei. A person can do a lot of mitzvahs and good deeds all his life, v'loy lozuz af b'mashehu l'chivun ha'pnimiyis. And he won't budge an inch towards the goal of doing things with the opposite of chitzoinius. We asked, what did the Rebbe mean with the word chitzoinius? The chitzoinius is external. Panemius is the essence of a person, his inside desire. V'ha shaloi l'shma shaloi yisharu b'li shinui. He can do thousands and thousands of mitzvahs his entire life, but the point of him doing it not for the right reason won't budge. He'll stay that way his entire life. Rather, what should a person do? Says the Michtav Melio, Rav Elio Dessler, Olav litchayf es atzmei bekayach lehikanes b'shari halishma. A person has to push himself with force that he should enter into the gates of doing things lishma. What did the Rav do wrong when he took out that pen and gave it to the Shlonim Rebbe? The answer is, in the way I understand it, he didn't accept the Sefer from the Rebbe solely for learning the Rebbe's Torah, which is Hashem's Torah. He did it for kavod, for gaiva. Because what's the idea behind? Why do you want the author or the mechaber of a Sefer to sign the Sefer? Because you're in good company. You know, I got a Sefer from the Shlonim Rebbe. That's the usual idea of what a person has in his mind, whether he thinks of it at the time or not. So that's why the Rebbe said, what you're doing is an act of chitzoinius. It's an act of ego fulfillment. I got a sefer from the Shlonim Rebbe, and I have the Rebbe's inscription. So if the Rebbe is a chush of a person, and he gave it to me, I must be also a very chush of a person. That's, I believe, what the Rebbe meant when he said the word chitzoinius. Chetzoinius is the opposite, as we said, of pnimius, and chetzoinius is loyal shma. It's not altruistically that you're doing it for the right reason, and therefore it is the opposite of lishma. Now, does this mean that shaloy lishma should never be used? Is it always bad? So, at first glance, it would seem so from a Gemara in Brachas, daf yud zayin amud aleph. The Gemara says a very strong statement about a person who does things shaloi lishma. The Gemara says, noyach shaloi nivra. It's better that that person who does a mitzvah, not altruistically, it's better that he was never created. And Tosfos immediately asks on this question that we see the opposite from another chazal, a Gemara in Psachim, daf nun amid beis, where the Gemara says, lo'oilam yasik adam b'toyro v'mitzvahs afilu shaloi lishma, shemitoich shaloi lishma bo lishma. That a person should always work in Torah mitzvahs, even shaloi lishma, because from doing a mitzvah shaloi lishma, a person comes to eventually to do it lishma. And we find the Michtam Elio brings down that Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that when a person does a mitzvah shaloi lishma, he says that it is a very powerful tool and method to bring him to lishma. The Reb Chaim Volosher in the Sefer Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos, Perik Beis at the end of Mishnah Dalit says, and I quote, and I'm quoting from the Michtam El Yo, Chelik Aleph, page 24, Limud Shaloi Lishma, learning not for the right reason, doing it not altruistically because Hashem commanded us, Humafteach Godol, it's a big key, Lover L'day Lishma, to come to Lishma. If you don't have the in your arsenal of serving Hashem loyal Lishma, you won't be able to defeat the Yetzer Ra. And he says further in Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, ki efshir lova lemadregas lishma im lo yitchil l'shalo lishma. You'll never come to the level of lishma unless you start with lo lishma. And really, that is what the Gemara says. Lo oilam yasik adam. Reb Simcha Zissel of Kelm, the altar of Kelm, points this out as well. The lashon of Chazal is lo oilam yasik adam b'tor v'mitzvah shalo lishma. Always, that's how you have to do it. The Rambam tells us that a little child, you're going to start telling him about learning Lishma? No. You have to promise him if he does well, if he gets a good mark on his report card, he's going to be able to buy a game, and when he gets older, he'll get a bike, and maybe when he gets older, he'll get a car. All loyal Lishmas will get a trip to Eretz Yisrael, all kinds of inducements. These are loyal Lishma. But the goal of it has to be Lishma. Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm says that that's what the Chazal are saying. La'olam yasek adam b'tarav mitzvah Lishma. You should work Shaloi Lishma. What kind of Loi Lishma? There are two kinds of Loi Lishma. And this will answer Tosa's question. Tosas asked the contradiction. One Chazal says it's better that you weren't born if you serve Loi Lishma. And the other one says that's the way you get to Lishma, by going through Loi Lishma. It's a contradiction. The answer is, what kind of Loi Lishma are you dealing with? If it's a Loi Lishma never to come to Lishma, then it's better that the person wasn't created. But if it's a loyal Lishma, what kind of loyal Lishma? As the Lashon of Chazal is, according to the understanding of Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm, you should be Isaac, the Torah of a mitzvah, shaloyal Lishma. You know what kind of loyal Lishma? The kind that has in it a kernel of Lishma. Loyal Miyaskar of a Torah of mitzvah, shaloyal Lishma. What kind? Shemetach shaloyal Lishma, bo Lishma. It's a kind of loyal Lishma that in the loyal Lishma, there's a kernel of the truth, which is to eventually get to Lishma. For example, Reb Simcha Zissel, Reb Michtam Elio, and I heard a similar story from Reb Shalom Shvadron Zitzal. He said that let's do the Michtam Elio's story, that his father and his uncle, Reb Gedalia, he calls Reb Gedalia, they used to go to sleep right after the Suda, Friday night. And this, I heard Rav Gifter said this, the Baal Batiman tells the same thing. They used to sleep for a few hours after the Suda, and at 12 o'clock, they used to get up and learn through the night till davening was 9 o'clock in the morning. They learned for 9 hours straight every Friday night. That was the Seder of the Baal Batim. So he said he didn't learn the whole night, but he used to get up early in the morning also. And interesting, he says, my mother, Allah Shalom, used to get up, and she used to learn Medrash, Ramban, Malbim on Parsha Shavua. She was a Isha Melumedes, apparently. And she said that when she got up, the Michtam Elio says it was like a yontiv. Why? Because she used to prepare coffee, hot drink, and delicious cakes and cookies that we never got the whole week. We only got it this one time on Shabbos. So the point, says the Michtam Elio, he's bringing this as a mashal. He used to get up a few hours before. Let's say he would get up 6 in the morning. He would learn 3 hours until Shacharis. So the Yetzer Hara says stay in bed. It's freezing outside, a cold Lithuanian winter. And get up early in the morning. Why don't you sleep? Oh, but you have the delicious cakes and cookies and the hot drink awaiting. So that got rid of his Yetzer Hara. And then he was left with his inner desire to learn. So that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. If you, and that's what Reb Simcha Zissel explains, you should serve Hashem b'shnei yitzrecho, it says. B'yetzer atov u'b'yetzer ra. Here is where you use the Yetzirah as a vehicle to do the Ratzon Hashem. You're serving Hashem with the Yetzirah. You want the cookies? Then you got to get up early in the morning to learn. So that induced him to getting up early to get the cookies, and then he knocked with that Yetzirah. He got out of bed with, he couldn't wait to get out of bed to get the delicious pastries, and then he did what he wanted to do, which was to learn. That's how the Michtav Melion, the name of Rav Simcha Zissel and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, say that learning Lo Lishma could be a positive vehicle to come to Lishma. So the Gemara that says it's better you were never born is when you never want to get to Lishma. The Gemara that says that Lo Oilam, that's the way to get, as the Michtav Melion continues to explain, because Hashem made it that way. He asked the question, why does Hashem have to make it that way? Just make it only Lishma. No, because you have to go step by step up a ladder. If your boss, he gives a mashal, tells you, I want you to climb up to the attic. So he can't expect you to fly up a few flights till you get to the attic. He understands you have to go up the steps, you have to go up a ladder till you get to the attic. But if he sees you climbing step by step, very good. You're getting towards the destination. But if he sees that you're only remaining on the first rung of the ladder, you're not moving. All you're doing is pacing back and forth on that first rung of the ladder, and your goal is not to get up to the attic, then he gets upset. That's the Chazal that says that if so, it's better that a person wasn't born. It possibly that this is what Tosus itself means. Because Tosus gives an answer that when is it better that a person wasn't born? That's if he does it lekanter, which means the only purpose of his learning is to show up the other one who is going to have a discussion in Torah. I want to prove that I'm smarter than you, I know more than you. That is, such a person better that he wasn't born. But if his reason is he wants to be called a Rebbe, he wants to have people, he sees people respect the Rebbe, so he's learning in order that he should get honor. So that's a Lo Lishma. That's like the child's bicycle that he's going to get if he does very well in Cheder. So eventually he could grow out of it and he's going to come to the Madrega of Lishma. Now we see a very powerful story about doing things Shaloi Lishma, and this is the story of Acher. There was a Rebbe of Rav Meir whose name was Acher. Acher means the other one. That was not his real name. His real name was his name was Elisha ben Avuya. And Elisha ben Avuya was a brilliant prodigy in Torah learning. The only problem is that he went off the derech. He rode an animal Shabbos Yom Kippur, where you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. He rode a Shabbos Yom Kippur. And it says that Rav Meir was going after him, and V'hoyer Rav Meir Mahalach Achrov Lulmoy Torah Mipiv. Omer loy, Meir, Chazor lachrecha. Go back, stop. Shekvar shi'arti be'ikve susi ad kan tchum Shabbos. You can't go anymore. I figured out, based on the hoofs, the foots, the horse, that we've already come to the tchum. And you can't go more than 2,000 amos, approximately 4,000 feet from the settlement. And we're already coming right up there. You stop. You're a Shomer Shabbos. So Rav Meir says to him, Amar Lei, Afatochazor Chayzerba. You're telling me we're up to the Tchum. You know that, and you're telling me to go back. So why don't you come back with me? Amar Lei. In other words, he's telling him also, not only come back to the Tchum, but he was telling him, come back, do tshuva. Amar Lei, V'loi kvar amarti loch. Didn't I once tell you, kvar shamati ma'chore apargud, shuvu bonim shevavim chutz me'acher. I heard that the Navi says that you should do tshuva. All you shayvavim means you rebellious children. But there's one I will not accept tshuva from, Hashem says. And that is Acher. And he knew he can't do tshuva, and there's no use for it. So the Gemara asks a question, how could Rav Meir learn from Acher? He was called Acher, the other one, because, as so to say, he was like put in in Cherem, he was considered not part of the Jewish people. This great scholar, but he didn't keep the Torah in practice. The Gemara asks the question, how could Rameir learn Torah from him? The Gemara answers, Rameir was so great, he was able to take off the peels of, let's say, of an orange, take off the peels, then eat the inside. He was able to discern what the good part of he could learn from Acher, because he was so great. We are not on such a level, so we can't learn from someone in such a situation. But Rameir was so great that he could take the inside of the orange and throw away the peels. So Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi here. What caused this great Acher, this Elisha ben Avuya, to in fact go off the derech? So Tosfos brings a story. The story happened at his bris, and the Gemara brings a pasuk that and Acher told this to Rav Meir. Your Rebbe Rav Akiva learned this pasuk in the following way: Toiv achris davar mereshisai. The end of something is good from its beginning, meaning that you know how something can wind up good if it starts off the right way. Mereshisai. If it doesn't start off the right way, if it starts off on the wrong foot, it's going to wind up a disaster. And by Acher, it started off on the wrong foot. What happened? Toiv achris davar shehu toiv mereshisai. The story happened by me, says Acher to Rav Meir. Avuya Avi, my father, whose name was Avuya, his name was Elisha ben Avuya. My father Avuya have a Megdoyla Yerushalayim. I think it doesn't mean here he was from the learned Gedoyla. It means he was from the rich Gedoylam of Yerushalayim. Ubiyoyim Shabolamayali, on the day that he came to give me a bris milah, Kora l'chol gedoyla Yerushalayim, he called all the other rich people, Voishivim bebayis echad, he put us in one, all of these people in one place. Ularab Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Makam Acher, and the scholars, the Torah scholars, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, in another, a bayis could also mean a room. He put them in one room and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua in the other room. They were eating and drinking and having a good time. They were dancing. And we said to, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua said to one another, while they're doing their thing, let's do our thing. What's our thing? Learning. Yoshvu v'nis askev v'divrei Torah. They began to learn Torah. Yorda eish min hashamayim. They learned Torah with such intensity that a fire came down from heaven. V'kifoy son. And it surrounded them. Amarlan Avuya, so Avuya sees this fire in the next room, and Avuya, my father, relates Acher said, Gavrin, gentlemen, ma bosem, lisrei beisi, what did you come here, to start a fire in my house? What's going on? Amrulai, chas v'shalom, they said, heaven forbid, Ella, yoishvin ayinu, we were sitting, v'chayzrin divrei Torah, we were reviewing our learning, mitayra l'neviim, and neviim l'ksuvim, we were learning Tanakh, Chumash, Navi, Ksuvim, V'hoyu Advarim, Smechim, K'nishnasim B'Sinai. These things were so enjoyable as if they were given at Har Sinai. Loi Be'esh Nitna, wasn't the Torah given by fire? So we, by our learning, we brought this fire on here. Apparently they were saying, it's not a fire that's going to consume your house, but rather it's a fire from heaven because of the Torah. Omar, so Avuya said, Hoyul V'kach Koichel Shal Torah. I'm a businessman. But I never knew that Torah has such a power. Im Yiskayim HaBen Azel Torah, if my son, Elisha, remains alive, I'm going to separate him for Torah. Ulefish Lehoisa Kavanasa Leshamayim, Lefikach Niskayim HaBoy. The beginning was rotten. What was Avuya? Why did he separate his son, Elisha, to a life of Torah? He wanted to get that fire also. If that's what scholars of Torah can bring down, a fire from heaven, I want my son there. So the question is that, okay, this was Loi Lishma. It was for not altruistic reason. So, but why does Acher wind up Acher? Why does he go off the derech because of this? We learned mitaych shaloy lishma balishma. So I asked Rav Shechter this question, and he told me that Rav Hutner Zitzal says the following. I didn't find it in his sefer, but he says, when can a person learn loy lishma, to come to lishma? And that's the way you should learn and do mitzvahs, as we explained before. That's only when you're doing it yourself. But when you dedicate your son to a loy lishma, it means that you never want him to get to lishma. When you're doing it yourself, you can say, I'm going up the ladder. But by a son, who his whole reason that the father wants his son to learn Torah is because he wants him to become this great Talmudic scholar who everybody's going to honor. Why? Because he has the power to bring down a fire from heaven, just like it was given at Har Sinai. That is such a loy lishma, which means you never want to get to lishma. So again, it's the same approach that we had of Rav Simcha Zissel of Kalm. There are two loy lishmas. There's a loy lishma where mitoich shel loy lishma bol lishma. You want to get to lishma. You're going up the ladder. And then there's a loy lishma you never want to get to lishma. And that one is one that one should not be involved in. The Michtav Melio points out that, of course, a person should not let the Yetzirah say to themselves, listen, I do all my things for various different kinds of loy lishma. So maybe I shouldn't do the mitzvah at all. I can't get the lishma. Of course not. But, says the Michtav Melio, you should know how your mitzvahs really look. If the goal is to get to lishma, then what I'm doing, for whatever reason I'm doing it, as we mentioned, for honor, for monetary reasons, for covet, for ego fulfillment, whatever the case may be. But if, what you're doing is, the Michtav Melio says the lashon ki'ilu. It's a, you're doing mitzvahs like, but you know what you really are like? You're like an actor, he says, on a stage. The Torah and the mitzvahs are not really part and parcel of your mitzvahs. They're not in your pnimius. They're not in your inside, your essence. They're chitzonius. They're outside. They're for outside reasons. He says it's like a Purim spiel. You make a play on Purim. You're acting out someone who you in your essence are not. So, and he says that our generation before the Ikvus of Mashiach specifically, and if you look around, you could see it very blatant. We are a generation, a dor chitzoni. We are, everything is in the paper, everything is with a picture, everything is publicity, everything is PR. We're the age of PR. The Gemara says in Sota, in the Ikvus of Mashiach, when right before Mashiach comes, in the footsteps of Mashiach, ha-emes tehena deres, the truth will become lost. So it says the Michtav Melio, that is what, we're a generation where we're all full of Shaloi Lishma. Now what does this have to do with Pirkei Avos? It has to do because Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel, we have a Mishnah from I just forgot the name of the Tana who says it, but he says that Al Tiyu Kavodim Amisham Shem Sarav Amanas Lekabel Pras El Havu Kavodim Amisham Shem Sarav Shloy Amanas Lekabel Pras. A person should not serve Hashem to get a reward. You should serve Hashem not to get reward. So this means you should do things lishma, altruistically. On this Mishnah, there's a famous question. We find a Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra. I believe it's on Daf Yuramid Beis. The Gemara says, Hanoisin Sela Litztoka Bishvil Sheyichya Bini Oy Bishvil Sheeske Lechai Olam Abo Harei Zet Sadek Gomer. If a person gives $100, $1,000 to charity, and he says, you know why I'm giving this money? For, my son is sick. I want my son to have a refuah shleima, that's why I'm giving the money. Or, I'm giving the money in order that I should be merit olam haba, the world to come. Says the Gemara, harei zet tzaddik gomer. He's a total 100% tzaddik. So all the commentaries ask, this contradicts the Mishnah that we just said from Pirkei Avos, Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Don't serve Hashem for reward. Isn't this reward? I want to be get olam haba. Or I want my son to live, so that's a reward. And here it says I'm a tzaddik gomer, and here Antigonus Yisoycha, I think is the name of the Tanakh. Antigonus Yisoycha says that I should only serve Hashem for altruistically, not for reward. So the Rabbeinu Nissim, Arishon, says a very simple answer, that there's a difference between a tzaddik and a chassid. Tzaddik is you do things according to the din, and a chassid is you do things lefnim mishur sadin, more than the din requires. The Gemara tells us that if a person wants to be a chassid, to do things more than is required according to the din, then you should learn and practice pirkei avos. So a very simple answer. The Gemara that says if you do it for your son's recuperation or to get olam haba, you're a tzaddik gomer, that is a tzaddik. But if you want to be a chassid, that Antigonus Yisoycha says you should do it altruistically for no reward. Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Sefer Avni Meluyim in Dagdama, I heard this from my Rebbe Reb David Kronglass Zecher Tzadik Livracha, they give a different answer. And their answer goes as follows. In order to know the answer, we have to know why did Hashem create the world? What was the purpose of Hashem's creation of the world? The answer is, Hashem is a tov and a meitiv. He does good, and he does good to others. So he created a world so that he could do good to others, which is ourselves. What is the ultimate good that he's going to do to us? Give us olam haba. So why didn't Hashem just create us and then say, okay, here's a free trip to olam haba? The answer is, that is called nahama dikisufa, which means bread of shame. What is a bigger mitzvah, to give a person charity or to give person a job? The answer is to give person a job, because when he has a job, he has self-esteem. If you give him charity, he feels like a beggar. That's bread of shame. So Hashem put us down in this world. He made a Yetzirah Tov and a Yetzirah Ra. He made Bechira. We have to choose, will we listen to our good Malach or the bad Malach within us? Once we decide for the right reason, good, we get Olam Haba. Part of the system is that if we make the mistake of going after a Yetzirah, then Chas V'Shalom, we have to get punished in this world, or Chas V'Shalom in the next world, Gehenim. So this is part of the Schar and the Onish, the reward and punishment, but that all has to do, the ultimate reason that Hashem created it is for us to do the right thing, to get reward, and where's the ultimate reward in Olam Haba? So with this, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, we'll understand a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled. The Mishnah says that a person should always seek to do mitzvahs. Why? Mitzvah gereres mitzvah, va'avera gereres aver. One mitzvah brings another mitzvah, and one aver brings another aver. Simple pshat, if you do one mitzvah, Hashem sees you want to go in that direction, he gives you an opportunity to do another mitzvah. You do an aver, Hashem says you're headed in that direction, I'll give you a chance to do another aver. But then the Mishnah continues. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah, uschar aver aver. The reward for one mitzvah is another. The reward for one aver is another. So the simple pshat we just said, that Hashem looks at what direction you want to go, and he'll give you either a chance to do another mitzvah or to do another aver. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a very beautiful, different pshat. Whenever you do one mitzvah, you're automatically doing two mitzvahs. If you light Shabbos candles or you daven, you're doing two mitzvahs in one shot. The mitzvah is squared. And if you do an aver, you speak Lashon Hara, and you're doing two averes at once. Mitzvah goyreres mitzvah, avera goyreres avera. You know why? Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. And the reward of an avera is also an avera. Meaning, we just said, why did Hashem create the earth? To do good to us. So when I daven, Hashem says, oh, he davened, he did something good, I can give him a reward. And isn't giving a reward the whole purpose why Hashem created the world? So, and what does a mitzvah mean? Mitzvah is doing the will of God. So if I did a mitzvah, I davened. So I did one mitzvah. Automatically I did two mitzvahs, because now Hashem can reward me. And that's the ultimate purpose of the whole Bria. Now, I spoke Lashon Hara, I did an Avera. But now, the way the system is set up, I have to get a punishment. Is that God's will that we should get punished? That's not why Hashem created the world. So really, when he punishes us, it's really against Hashem's desire. So when I do one Avera, I spoke Lashon Hara, automatically I'm doing two Averas. Sheschar Avera, the reward of an Avera, the Onesh, foreign avera that you're going to get is itself an avera. So now, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, we can answer our question that we started with. A person gives money to tzedakah in order that his son should live. Who wants his son to live? The pasuk says in Yecheskel, and we say it in Davening on Yom Kippur, Hashem doesn't want to kill the Russia. Hashem wants to let the Russia live, to do tshuva, to repent, and that Hashem can let him live in this world and in the next world. The will of Hashem is that people should live. So memela, if a person gives money to tzedakah in order that his son should live, why is he giving the tzedakah? It depends. He could have two kavanas in his mind. One is, I want my son to live. That's loy lishma. That on Tignish Yisrael says, don't serve Hashem for reward. You have to serve Hashem altruistically. But if my reason for wanting my son to live is because you, Hashem, want my son to live, then you're a tzaddik gomer. Or, I'm doing tzedakah in order to get olam haba. I could have two ideas in mind. I want to get olam haba. No, that's no good. That's Mishnah Pirkei Avos. That's loy lishma. But I could also have in my mind, I'm doing the mitzvah in order that you, Hashem, should be able to give me olam haba. And that's the whole reason of the that Hashem created the world. So if you do it for that reason, hareza tzadik gomer. How can a person know whether he's doing it in order to let Hashem give him the reward, or in order for him to get the reward? The answer is, he can do a mitzvah and somebody else should get the reward. And we find a story like this. There was one esrig in the city. The Hasidim say it about the Baal Shem Tov. The Litvishes say it about the Vilna Goyim. And maybe it really happened by both. There was one, a person had an esrig. They're very hard to get a sroigim, not like today. And the person who owned the esrig said to the Vilna Goyim, I'll give you the esrig to do the mitzvah, but I want to have your olam haba. They, of course, both tzaddikim agreed. So if the purpose is doing a mitzvah is that I should get olam haba selfishly, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, no, you have to serve Hashem l'shma. But if the purpose is, I'm going to do a mitzvah, and now that I did a mitzvah, Hashem can give reward. He's going to give the reward to my friend. Fine. The whole purpose of doing a mitzvah is to let Hashem give reward. Not that I should get the reward. So if a person does it for that reason, I raise that tzaddik gomer. And that, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Did he want to eat the delicious Jaffa oranges that are in Eretz Yisrael? That's not the purpose. Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's many mitzvahs hatuliyos bo'aretz, which the only place you could do the mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Let me go in Hashem that I could do the mitzvahs, and I can get the reward. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, what do you mean, Moshe? You want to go into Eretz Yisrael to get the reward? Antigosh Yisrael, he says, serve Hashem not for reward. The answer, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, according to what we said before, Moshe going into Eretz Yisrael and doing the mitzvahs to get the reward is not that Moshe should get the reward. It's to enable Hashem, I want to let you give the opportunity to give reward. So the only place I can do these mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Let me go in. Hashem said, I'm not letting you in. Machshava kemaisa. By your thought alone that you want it, I'll consider it as if you went in. But you can't go in. But Moshe wanted to go in, not selfishly to get the reward, but in order to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the reward. We run out of time. Emir Tzeshem, in the next shir, I would like to just conclude this inyan with a very powerful thought, which was given by the Pious Setzner Rebbe, Hashem Yinkam Domov. He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto, and his name was Rav Kloinemus Kalman Shapiro, from what's found in his Sefer Eish Kodesh. It's a very powerful vort, but we'll have to leave it till the next good vort shir.